Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Wednesday, March 25th. Michigan confirmed 463 new cases of coronavirus yesterday, and that included 9 more deaths statewide. According to the state's official website, Michigan's caseload now stands at 1,791, with 24 total deaths reported. This is since the state recorded its first 2 cases just about 2 weeks ago on March 10th. One of Michigan's main blood suppliers is calling on Michigan residents to continue donating. We have more on that from Ben Thorpe.
Versity Blood Center of Michigan, which provides blood to roughly 65 Michigan hospitals, says they've seen a decline in donations. The organization is reminding residents that blood donations qualify as critical infrastructure and are excluded from the stay-at-home order. Leanne Weidekamp is the senior medical director of Versity Michigan. She says hospital demand has gone down.
They're using about 30% less blood because they're delaying elective surgeries and elective appointments and using only blood for those that critically need it.
Weidekamp says their blood supplies are also down by about 30%. She says people need to continue blood donations throughout the crisis. According to Weidekamp, the science is evolving, but there is no evidence of transfusion-transmitted coronavirus. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.
Ford Motor Company is working with 3M and GE to speed up production of medical equipment for healthcare workers and patients. Jim Bombeck is with Ford. He says the equipment includes high-tech respirators and face shields for healthcare workers and ventilators for COVID-19 patients that will help them breathe.
This is really inspired by our understanding of the surge demand being placed on our first responders and medical professionals. And really, we just wanted to help to accelerate in any way we could in getting a range of critical protective gear into the hands of these brave men and women that are in the medical community that are fighting COVID-19 on the front line.
General Motors and Fiat Chrysler say they are also working with other companies to boost production of equipment for healthcare workers and patients. Some conservatives, including President Donald Trump, have called for reviving commerce across the country before the pandemic has ended in order to help the U.S. economy. Speaking yesterday on WDET's Detroit Today, Governor Gretchen Whitmer said stopping the spread of the virus and saving lives is more important than the economy.
I have lost a lot of sleep over what this is going to mean for people's livelihoods, what it's going to mean for our ability to ramp our economy back up. But the fact of the matter is, it would be much worse for our economy if our healthcare system crumbled and if COVID-19 just continued to spread out of control.
Whitmer says she implemented her stay-at-home order in part because some hospitals in Metro Detroit are nearing capacity. Oakland County Executive Dave Coulter says he's looking at conference centers and hotels that could be used as makeshift hospitals. A Northern Michigan food company is ramping up production to feed kids all across the country. We have more from Sarah Bikes.
Albee's Food Company in Otsego County provides individually wrapped sandwiches for schools. Now that schools are shut down and trying to feed students stuck at home, demand has skyrocketed. The company normally produces 60,000 sandwiches a day. Today, they're churning out 100,000 a day. Jamie Phillips says Albee's employees take their jobs to heart.
We actually were scheduled for a spring break shutdown this week. Our employees stepped up to the plate, volunteered to come back to work just to serve all these orders and all these school districts.
Phillips says next week they will be increasing their workdays to meet the recent high demand. Sarah Bikes, WCMU News.
The Michigan Farm Bureau is already saying it may not be able to bring enough migrant farm workers into the state for the coming season. President Donald Trump announced a partial border closure last week, suspending all non-essential travel between the U.S. and Mexico in order to reduce the spread of coronavirus. Susan Reed is an attorney with the Michigan Immigrant Rights Center. She says farms should be looking to domestic and not foreign workers for help.
We perpetually hear that there's a worker shortage in agricultural work. I think it would really strain credibility to suggest that there's a worker shortage and foreign workers need to be brought in if we're in the middle of what's likely to be an incredibly heightened situation of unemployment.
A spokesperson for the Michigan Farm Bureau says as part of the visa process, farms are required to advertise and fill positions first with domestic workers. Seamstresses in Midland are taking their sewing skills from stage productions to healthcare. The costume goddesses at the Midland Center for the Arts are using their fabric to make face masks for local hospitals. The costume designers are creating CDC-approved face masks to provide another option for medical professionals who are not directly assisting COVID-19 patients. That leaves the heavy-duty masks available for the healthcare professionals that need them the most. Dana Schramm is one of the seamstresses. She says some medical professionals are not accepting masks, but she says they're getting them ready just in case.
As we know, things can change very quickly. Knowing how long it takes to make these things, it'd be great for us to be prepared to fill the need if it does arise. And so we continue to make masks and look for the places that need them.
Schramm says the team of seamstresses produces more than 100 masks a day. Hospitals accepting homemade masks include Spectrum Health in Grand Rapids and McLaren Central and Northern Michigan. A 911 dispatcher in Detroit has died from complications related to coronavirus. Roughly 280 people in the city's police department are in self-quarantine from possible exposure to the respiratory illness. 9 have tested positive for COVID-19. Dr. Robert Dunn is Detroit's public safety medical director. He says there's a robust protocol when an emergency service worker comes into contact with an infectious disease.
We're isolating that individual, and then we are informing and tracking everyone who could have been exposed to that to assess who had a primary exposure.
Dunn is urging public workers that feel sick to not come to work. Detroit is reporting more than 550 total cases of COVID-19. If you thought you got a deal at the pump over the last few days, just wait. The coronavirus has crushed the demand for gasoline, and now prices continue to plunge, especially in the Great Lakes region. As Jennifer Moss reports, experts say this demand collapse could rival that of the Great Recession.
You may have felt pretty good with the price at the pump over the weekend, ranging from $1.40 to $1.50 in some cases. But in the coming weeks, experts expect the price to drop even lower. Here's Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy.
So long as nothing quickly turns around with this situation, Americans staying home, millions of us staying home, destroying gasoline demand, and that's causing the price for oil and gasoline to plummet. Average price today in Metro Grand Rapids, $1.83. That could drop by another 50 to 75 cents a gallon over the weeks ahead. And I think the situation is ripe for gas prices to eventually fall under $1 a gallon.
And DeHaan adds, as more states shut things down, the impact of the demand collapse could rival that of the Great Recession.
Never in history have we seen so many lockdown issues ordered, so many shelter-in-place issues ordered to provoke such a profound drop in gasoline demand so quickly. So I think that's where we will edge out the Great Recession, is that demand during the demand drop during the coronavirus situation will far outpace any demand drop that we saw during the Great Recession.
When asked about summer travel, DeHaan said it's just too early to tell where gas prices will land, depending a lot on what happens with the coronavirus and when. I'm Jennifer Moss.
And that is your morning news roundup for Wednesday, March 25th. I'm Mike Horris. Thanks so much for listening. Be well. We'll talk again tomorrow. A reminder, the latest news headlines are always available on our website, radio.wcmu.org.